Welcome into DC On Screen, episode 335. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hi.
We are getting super spoilery on Supergirl 215, Exodus. To recap, Kara and Supergirl try to report the Cadmus, that Cadmus has the alien registration to warn everyone, but needs two reliable sources. Kara releases it without corroboration, which gets her fired. Alex gets suspended, but she, with Maggie's help, storms Cadmus anyway, and with Jeremiah and Supergirl's help, stop the interstellar deportation plan. Mon-El gets closer to Kara, but Terry Hatcher and Kevin Sorbo show up as a pair of royal Daxamites, clearly in search of their prince. So, I happen to know that you had some issues with this episode.
Well, I've had some issues with the last few, and we've discussed it, but I kind of, as they wrapped up this story arc, it all became clear to me.
Okay.
I've hated this story arc. That's what it really is. They've been focusing on this whole deportation thing. I guess it was a deportation. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what it was with the registration act. But right. We've been focused on this whole, like, let's get all the aliens out, because Cadmus, blah, blah, blah. It's the same xenophobic crap that I've hated my whole life. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I know myself well enough to know that there's a part of me that, like, hates the ignorance of it. And like, the same fired-up way I used to get when I was, like, watching Lady and the Tramp, and the woman came home, and the house is torn up, and she, like, blames Lady instead of the two, you know, bitch-ass Siamese cats. I can trace it all the way back to that, like, visceral, like, screw those cats! Still don't like Siamese cats.
Uh-huh.
But, I just hate the aliens because their alien storyline has just bored me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized as it was closing up that that was what has really been getting to me for the last few episodes.
Oh, because... Me personally, what's been getting to me the last few episodes is the fact that no one's acting like themselves.
I know, but I think it has to do with how, I really do think it has to do with, like, this is a weird storyline they were telling in the middle of this, and everyone had to react around the weird storyline. That doesn't have anything to do with what we've been doing this season. Nothing.
Yeah, it does. Sure it does.
They
introduced the Alien Registration Act, like, With Linda Carter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the elements were there, but what we were really dealing with this season was Mon-El's arrival. I mean, he was obviously the guy in the pod.
Mm-hmm.
We were dealing with Guardian. We were dealing with Kara in a non-cat world. We were dealing with Wynn's adjustment to being part of the Guardian team. We had mm-hmm. all these things that we were dealing with that were good and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Snapper Carr.
Well, this episode...
Alex and Maggie was a whole thing, but...
They've been hitting up...
All of that didn't work in the context of this story arc is what I kind of thought as it was ending. I was like, oh, it just...
Yeah.
On this backdrop, none of that worked. Also, we haven't seen James in like 3 episodes.
Well, you got him this episode, kind of.
Yeah, for like a freaking second.
You know, I think one of the things that's bothering me, and I noticed it a lot this episode, was just how heavy-handed they're being. Like, when I watch a show like Supergirl, I kind of want to be... I kind of want to escape from the real world a little bit. I don't, and they think they're being like Star Trek, like we're making timely and you know, accurate assessments about the world we live in through the prism of science fiction fantasy. And I'm like, you're not doing that when you've got Snapper Carr going like fake news leads to a fascist in the White House. I'm like, yeah, I get what you're saying. The whole arc, I get what you're saying, but I don't want to talk about Trump. Okay, I just don't.
Now we addressed that once a few months ago when we had a Trump ad up front one of our shows for just a hot minute there, and that was our point. Like we went and said, like, get that crap out of there. We don't like no one wants to come to our show to listen to anything about Trump. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no one listening right now probably cares one tiny damn about how we feel about the White House.
I mean, I'm sure
and
plenty of people do.
That's okay.
I think more people probably do than we want to believe, but...
Maybe, but still...
You know what? Part of the fun is for you guys to listen to our commentary and try to figure out what we think.
Messages privately.
Yeah. No, just... I want a message board. I want a message board
we will
with
deflect
everyone
you
just
with
being
wisdom.
Like, no, remember this time Dave said this. He's clearly Republican. And then be like, no, wait, he said this time. He's clearly a Democrat. And I'm just laughing at you. For my fence that I'm straddling.
They're both Tea Party libertarians. Yeah.
No. I don't particularly like such, you know. See, I think what a lot of people don't realize is, like, and we know that these cats are Star Trek fans because they've made it pretty clear.
Somebody on board with all the references has DVDs at home. There, no, somebody in that writer's room clearly knows.
Yeah, but the thing about the original series, not later series, but the original Star Trek is they kind of hit both sides of the aisle and made everyone feel like crap about themselves. So, and that's what I dig.
Yeah.
But they also weren't as heavy-handed as Supergirl or any of these shows are. So that's a big issue I'm having with this.
It has been. I think a little bit of that is where they're located. I mean, the CW does not do anything halfway sometimes.
No, they don't.
I mean, if somebody's going to be in love, it's going to be love triangle, man. It's going to be love mm-hmm. quadrangle. It's they're going to go for it.
Yeah.
If we're going to do a gun episode on Arrow, we're going to do a gun episode on Arrow. Like, you have to put
and accomplish nothing.
Yeah. It has a magical ending. I don't know, man. But apparently Oliver fixed 200-something years worth of problems in, like, one afternoon. Whatever. So, moving on to something that was neat.
Sure.
I have this little note. Well, let's say neat. All right, I have this little note here where I'm like, Lena is possible second source. Great. And then, like, I didn't finish writing the word great before I like, skipped over and went, or blogging. Yeah, that'll go well.
Yeah. She, like, Lena's, I actually wrote this down. She says, imagine how many people you could reach instantly just blogging about it. And I went, about 15? I've blogged. It doesn't just if you don't have a following and
I don't know what Kara's clout score is, but probably not that high.
Right. If you don't have like a huge following on the internet, if you don't, you know, have a bunch of people to push all this stuff out, I mean, that she's going to write an article and they're going to be like, oh, there's some nut job over here, you know? And I don't know how they think Google Alerts works either, because you've got to have all those people reblogging it.
Yeah.
You've got there's a lot of things that have to come into play before it could just go out instantly everywhere.
Nah, man, you're totally underestimating the sheer hunger of the National City blogging thing.
Right.
Underground.
Yeah. And Snapper saw it immediately enough to fire her. And we even got, like, she uploads it, she hits send, and then it, like, cuts to, like, Lily and Luther going, Kara Danvers just uploaded a scathing thing. Yeah. I actually wrote down whatever the quote was, but it was awful.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
It was awful.
We have to change all of our plans. Someone has blogged. The world must end faster. God help us. If it had been a tweet, we'd be done.
Oh, man. That's so silly.
I know. But, you know, the heartbreaking line, though, I got from it was Gomez, you know what the worst part is? I was rooting for you.
Oh, that was rough.
That was rough. I don't really know what Kara is going to do now.
Well, I mean, you know, I was sitting there, I was, like, watching the show, and she's like, I really love that job.
No, I love that line. It's like, look, when I wrote down the whole line. When I write, I don't need a yellow sun. It's just me. Supergirl is what I can do. Kara is who I am. I really loved that job. I thought it was a fantastic little bit.
Sure. And then she's like, maybe being Supergirl and being with you is enough for now. And I'm like, how are you going to afford that apartment? And then I realized, the DEO probably pays her money to be Supergirl.
They better at least put her up as Kara, for God's sake, because
I would really like it if she just shows up to the DEO. She's like, so I need to get paid now. I need to start getting paid. I assume
I'm gonna get kicked out of my loft.
Here's the thing. I think that she has to be, because otherwise Jean wouldn't have been like, no, seriously, go see Patty in HR or whatever it was.
She's gotta be on some kind of payroll. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I would
for
imagine.
For tax purposes.
I mean, it's not like she's gonna afford that loft being a reporter or Cat Grant's assistant anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Now, let me give you another dual party. Ready? Something that
okay, sure.
I liked, but then what the hell? So, Alex is... I like the little trick. John comes in, tricks Alex, suspends her. That all seemed...
I dug that.
And it felt like a due diligence that he should have had one episode ago. But whatever. I guess he learned from his past mistakes.
Yeah.
But I dug that. I dug that she goes... I like even that Alex goes off book and goes to Maggie. I really liked her saying, like, no, I've got to take this on. And then it just turns weird. Like, well, Alex, why do you have to do this alone? Why? Maggie is perfectly capable of helping you out.
Right, yeah.
Like, take your homegirl, with your ride or die girl.
No.
Take her with you.
I'll tell you what that was.
Weird.
I have to do this alone is code for... You're only contracted for this amount of lines. And I need you to hang back because we cannot afford.
We need you in a minute.
We cannot afford to pay you more than scale.
Yeah.
Saying so, as how we've got to pay for these special effects. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I assume it's something like that.
No, it did barrel into. It did barrel into a pretty cool. I don't know, setup with like Alex having the kill switch and all that. That was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. The actual climax of this episode wasn't my problem at all. Like it kind of got back to being something I could enjoy a little bit. It was entertaining at least. Like it was the kill switch thing was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The little thing with them touching hands with the ship while it stops. The music, if you were listening, was pretty phenomenal behind that all. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Distracted. The fact she's pushing the thing and then the engines give out and I'm like, why are you pushing the ship? Kara, punch an engine. Punch one of the thrusters.
I don't know.
That'll do it.
You know, Kara. She. Every now and then I'm like, yeah, she's still learning. Chop off the wings. I don't know.
No, just try to push it with the thing. Just fly up and punch the engine.
Yeah. Or like the Iron Man plan, you know, you get under the missile and just sort of guide it up slowly. Yeah, because on a mm-hmm. tangent, you have to apply less force. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing I could prove with math if I remembered how to do it, rather than just getting on the other side of it and going, rrr! But still, the scene was still pretty good. I enjoyed that. I did.
One thing that annoyed me early on was, we're like exactly one episode from Alex having to deal with her dad being a traitor. And, like, Maggie's in the bar, like, you owe me a blah, 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 and a thing of scotch, and Alex, what's wrong? And I wrote, Alex, stop being upset about your dad thing and be cutesy and flirty with me.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Can you have a little decorum, Maggie?
Who hadn't tried to just be a little bit of a goofball to cheer somebody up?
I mean, I have, but that doesn't, you know, work into, hey, you owe me a
bunch of things.
But we're failures
as humans, so we see that immediately and go, oh, yeah, you're doing the wrong thing. Because that's what we would try. I would put on a clown suit and wander in and be like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, right? For all my problems, though.
I'm over there juggling, like, billiard balls. Watch me. Look at that.
For all my problems with this episode, Kyler Lee is not one of them. She actually did. I mean, last week she knocked it out of the park.
No,
her character was all off because of the writing. But,
yeah, like, her character's been messed up for a few episodes. She has done freaking great with it, though.
Yeah.
They gave her a bat, like
beat
a...
the hell out of that guy.
Yeah, they gave her lemons. She made lemonade.
Yeah, she totally did. I loved both Alex and Maggie yelling, go away, Brian. That was fun. I'm kind of digging that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the line. Your other daughter, Kara. Thanks for the exposition, Lillian.
Yeah.
Your other daughter, Kara, just unleashed an article exposing our plan.
Is that it? Was that the one?
That was the line.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
It's like she came in, Kara just unleashed an article, and Jeremiah would have been like, who? Kara who? Your other daughter. Oh,
my other daughter. Okay.
Kara.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was lost there for a second. Really got to have a little less heroin before I come to work every day. Thanks for keeping me up to date, Lillian.
Do you like the Lillian line, you're the only Superman we need?
Yeah.
So dumb.
This time.
Meanwhile, the only Superman we need. The self-named cyborg Superman's over in the corner pouting. Like,
yeah.
Man, that's messed up.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only
Shut
Superman
up, Cyber Hank.
Needed.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me. Didn't have much else on it except one thing that I thought was neat. When they come to the bar to get all the aliens,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was touching that that all the humans in the bar defend the crap out of that bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice, like, we're all here together moment.
Yeah.
See, for me, that's kind of showing solidarity without being heavy-handed. I mean, it's literally heavy-handed. They're beating the crap out of people, but they don't point it out. I'm only pointing it out after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Quick question. Am I the only one who doesn't trust Wynn's girlfriend?
I do trust her so far.
Okay.
I say this because they've made her, she's a very sexualized character, but
sure,
they're just doing that for laughs. But they made her embarrassed in the diner, and Wynn had to comfort her, which is a thing you do when you're humanizing somebody.
Yeah.
And then they had her be one of the people that was abducted, which is a thing you do when you want, you know, the audience to relate to someone.
Right. Which are both things that you do when you
if you're
going
trying
to
set them up and
them
pull the rug out. Yeah, but
yeah.
But I haven't seen the other signs of pulling the rug out, like long camera extra. I haven't seen the sideways glances or anything yet.
Right.
They haven't left the camera on her for that extra beat. Right. That's the moment where I'll worry.
You don't have to, because in the genre of sci-fi fantasy, the more ridges, the more traitorous.
This is true. It was the guy that ran that bar. Can't remember his name now.
It's like, now, I mean, for all of their...
mayor of Sunnydale, too.
Right. For
I keep wanting
their,
to call him a Kardashian. That's not right. What is he?
Ferengi?
Ferengi.
Yeah. Armin Shimmerman is what you're talking
Armin
about.
Armin Shimmerman.
Who you're talking about.
He was a very ridgy man.
Right.
Who would straight up tell you he couldn't be trusted.
Well, for all their, I don't know, yelling about, you know, how the aliens are on Earth and we should trust them and whatnot, I'm somewhat interested to see if they are not exercising some sort of, you know, xenophobia themselves. Like, oh no, she's going to wind up being a traitor. Put more ridges on. And that's generally what happens in the sci-fi shows. Like, the less human they are, the more likely they are to betray the team.
Like, secretly they're going, well, I mean, yeah, all aliens, you know, but the more anthropomorphized ones, that's the ones we want.
Unless, of course, that character becomes cutesy.
Yeah.
If the audience really sticks to them, you know, they'll be like, oh, well, I mean, look at Buffy, man. I mean, Spike was awful, and they wouldn't get rid of him because the fans liked him.
He was fantastic.
So, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, he tried to rape Buffy, but whatever. I mean, he's a good guy.
But he's a good bloke when it really comes down to it.
I mean, right after that, he realized what he did wrong, and he went and got a soul. Come on.
He has a full character arc. That's what happens. That's what matters here.
Yeah, but, you know, you do have to suspend disbelief over the several times that Buffy should have just killed him.
Oh, no, they bring that
like
up.
Like, she does all
We're in
all
another
of
podcast
others.
Now, I feel like. But
we absolutely do. Anyway, moving on. But no, I think that's all I've got to say.
I will finish that thought, at least. They do at least several times mention that he was terrible, and he tries to make amends for it.
Mm-hmm. He does.
It's constantly a thing that they bring up, which is wonderful. And we got, you know, Lois and Hercules.
Mm-hmm. And they were only, you know, half as bad as Astra and Non, so.
Yeah. So far. We're going there. We're getting pretty far.
Fingers crossed, guys. That's all I've got for Supergirl. We don't have any more Supergirl next week.
Is that the one that's
Supergirl.
Missing?
Yeah. Hmm. We're missing a Supergirl this coming up week, which I'm happy about.
Let me see.
It's good to have a break.
Right.
Not that I don't like the show. I haven't liked it recently. It hasn't been good lately.
It's been kind of a long haul. Yeah, okay. Yep, you're right. So yeah, it's they've been kind of like bouncing off. I guess it's Supergirl's term. So yeah, we get Flash, Legends, and Arrow, but no no SG.
I'm down, man. Good old Earth One.
That's cool. Could be all right.
I mean, you know, stuff. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Flash 315, The Wrath of Savitar next. Until then, keep some DC on your screen.